loves me, the Bible tells me so. Father, we give you all the praise. We acknowledge you. We magnify your name. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace upon our life. And thank you because indeed we'll be on the effulgence of your glory. Thank you for your word. Thank you for receptive hearts. And thank you because your word will have a free course in our midst. We will hear that which you want us to hear. And you expound to us that which you want us to know. And you bring light where there is darkness in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay. The week has been fine. Right? Are you sure? Except Setman. It's only Setman that said yes. Good. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes the hustle and bustle of the week makes it interesting. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is faithful and is good. And you have to understand and always see it from that point that if God is faithful and is good, then and all his thoughts towards you are of good, then everything that's happening to you definitely will end well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when Sister Blessing was sharing her testimony, I remember when my wife was going to change job, and then they called her for one interview, said, I can't come. I can't leave where I am. I can't come. So then the guy called again another day and said, we called you last time. You can't come. Then he called again and said, you know what? Tell us which time you can come. Say, tell us which time you can come. We'll wait for you. You know, it's amazing. Okay, said, I'll be there by 6 p.m. And I said, okay. So it was time for Uber driver. So I went, picked her, dropped her there. And then it was time to pick her letter. And then she said, I can't come. I have to be at work. He said, send somebody. Hallelujah. That's how God works. He said, don't worry. Just send somebody to pick it up. We'll just write a proxy note. We'll get it done and all that. I mean, so when God makes a way for you, okay, the things that ordinarily you think are norm, they'll no longer be numb because you're praised from a different realm. Hallelujah. So always try and be in that realm that God operates in. It's very important. Man is made up of, is a tripartite being. He has a body, he has a soul, and he has a spirit. Okay? And the truth of the matter is that the spirit and the flesh, okay, there's a divide. Okay, there's a divide. I mean, the spirit, that which is spirit, right? And that which is flesh is flesh. And that's why oftentimes when people fall under the anointing and it's time for them to express themselves, how do you feel? They can't tell it. You know why? Because the things of the spirit cannot be explained by the flesh. Hallelujah. They can't tell it. They just tell you, I've heard it here live when people say, I don't know how I feel. I just knew that this. I've heard it. And then I watch on TV or different programs, and people still cannot be able to say this exactly. That's because there are two different realms. So, I mean, your senses, your physical senses, the five physical senses, right? Smell, which one again? I shall know there are five. Smell, eye, ear, which one? Touch. Those ones, they are restricted to the flesh. Amen. And that tells you that man is body, soul, and spirit. Okay? And when I was studying geography, I think we were taught volcanoes. Okay? So they erupt, right? You know volcanoes. They erupt. I want to know if I'm the only bad student. So they erupt. And what comes out of them? Eh? It's fire. Thank you. Hallelujah. Molten magma. Hallelujah. It comes out of them. And then that molten magma flows. It's very hot. Okay? But they always tell us that there's an epicenter. Right? Am I right? There's an epicenter. So there's a center for it where it comes out. Okay? Now, what I'm driving at is that there's a core of everything and there's a core for everything. So there's a call for the human being, and then there's a call for every other thing you see. So if you take a tree, for instance, and you call the stem, if a big one, and you call the stem into two, you will always find the center of that tree from the stem. You just look at it and say, this is the core of it. And what every other thing forms around the core. So everything takes origin from the core and moves on like that. And the same thing with man, okay? Man is body, soul, and spirit. I think I've spoken about this before. Man is body, soul, and spirit. But the core of man is his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything about man, okay, was designed to come forth from his spirit. Okay. So even though he has a body that he lives in and he has a soul, the real man is that spirit being. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible tells us that, I think it's in Proverbs. Proverbs 18. Yeah. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18, verse 14. It says, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. But who can bear a broken spirit? Hallelujah. Okay, so I just mentioned about the core, okay? And now it says that the spirit of the man will sustain him in his weakness or in his sickness. So that means that when this body is ridden with disease or is sick, it may not be disease, but anyway, we have been told that disease is actually a discomfort, okay? So it doesn't have to be like, what do you call it, anything bacterial or anything like that. It's discomfort. So when there's discomfort, the Bible is saying that the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness. Okay? It will sustain him. So that means that this structure that you are looking at, this is me, this is this structure you are looking at, okay, is sustained by my spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. But it now goes further to say, but who can bear a broken spirit? So beyond this body, okay, beyond this intellect that is speaking to you, hallelujah, there's a spirit that supports it. That's what the Bible is trying to point out here. Okay? But if that spirit is broken, there's nothing that will support that spirit. Do you get what I'm saying? How do I put it? You don't look like you get it. So, let's assume that you have an umbrella, okay, and then the umbrella has these spokes that come out of it, and then you stretch the canvas or whatever on those spokes, okay. So what it's saying is that if a body is sick, okay, that handle, that one we call handle, is the one that sustains that umbrella, okay. So it has different spokes that come out of it. That one sustains it. But now, if that one is gone, there's nothing that's going to sustain anything. So the spirit sustains the body. Hallelujah. Amen. But a broken spirit, no one can bear it. Hallelujah. If anybody tells you otherwise, then that person is saying that the scripture is lying. That's what the Bible says. A broken spirit, who can bear? And that's why you have to guard your spirit. You have to guard your inner man. Okay? The Bible says in Job chapter 10, I think it's verse 11, it says, he has knit me together with bones and sinews. Amen. Let me see. I hope I didn't jumble it. Yes. Job 10, 11. It says, clothe me with skin and flesh, okay, and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and favor. So he's talking about me. And then he's talking about bones and sinews and flesh. So there's something beyond the bones and sinews, and there's something beyond the flesh. And that's why he's calling it me. Okay? So whoever me is, lives within the bones and sinews. I hope you know what bones are. And you know what sinews are. Because you are looking at me now, so I have to ask. Amen. So you know what sinews are? Amen. Don't mind me. I practice a lot of science. The little one I was supposed to know in school. When I was in school, I practice it now. So I mean, the sinews are those kind of flesh that holds the joints together. Okay. So it needs, so the me resides in the bones and the sinews within it. Okay. So if he says that the spirit of a man will support him in sickness, then a broken spirit we can bear. So it tells me that that spirit should be of utmost importance to the me. The me should be of utmost importance to you that has come out of the body, the soul, and the spirit. Amen. Because you relate well with the physical, okay? Because you relate well with my head, my leg, my toe, my knees, okay? That's not you. Amen. That's not you. The you is the one that propels you to do things. Hallelujah. That says, that stands up within you when you think you're not supposed to be standing. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So when everything around you looks dim and everything looks bleak, there is that spirit that stands up and says, no, there's a God in heaven. Hallelujah. That's the spirit that stands up within you that understands that the circumstances where you find yourself are not meant to limit you. That's the person you should take care of. And as much attention as we give the outer me, hallelujah, and let me make it, the outer one is the body, and then the sub inner one is the soul, hallelujah, and then the core is the spirit. So the outer me that we so much take care of has little, is not as important or shouldn't take as much, get as much attention or more attention than the spirit. To say, no, how can he be saying that? You know, just like where Sister Blessing didn't want to come out now, and she was like, no. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Now, that's the same way you should be with your spirit. If your spirit is not in tune with God, you should not want to display it. Hallelujah. Amen. And in fact, you should not even have any business allowing your spirit not to be in tune with the spirit of God. Amen. So, whatever you understand to be me, you need to change it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one fact. My son was a bit confused this afternoon. Let me tell you one fact. Nobody has ever seen himself. Am I right? No one has ever seen himself. Yeah, you haven't seen yourself. What you have seen is an image of yourself. Hallelujah. So I'm looking at Collins like this. Okay? Collins can only look at himself, when he stands in the mirror. He has never seen himself before. Are we okay? Or are you like my son? Did you get what I'm trying to say? Answer me now. Do you get it? So no one has actually seen himself before. Everybody sees an image. So you see your shadow is an image that you see. So you can tell that this is the shape of my head. And you can say that this is what I look like. But people will be able to describe you to yourself if you are not careful more than you can describe yourself. And that's why it's difficult for any man to stand and draw himself. Every man to stand and draw himself, he needs to stand and draw himself. He must take a look at an image of himself. And then he can draw that. But he cannot look at himself. Unless you want to be like the film. Have you watched Ghost before? Whoopi Goldberg's ghost film. Yeah, that you come out and then you stand. Amen. Those things are very. That's the truth of the matter. No one has seen himself before. Hallelujah. It's an image of yourself you have, and that's what propels you to do whatever you want to do. So if you take care of the outer alpha man, okay, you're going to run with that image of yourself that you have. So that's why for men, we are not bothered, truly. Except the ones that are a little bit going off course. It's true that by the time you see a man that is so particular about his everything, you know that there's a problem. It's very rare to find men like that. maybe it's just me. I tell my wife, I say, my father, if she had met my father, she would have had a different, she would have sat down and said, come, is there a problem with you? I said, I look like my father, but I don't look like him. So my father would hardly go to any gathering without his French suit. Okay. he will dress with his tie and his coat. You know, that's how he will dress normally. But for me, I would rather go with my t-shirt. So we are two extremes. Hallelujah. I apologize to her. I said, you know, I'm sure you probably wanted somebody with a tie and all that, but it's just not me. Okay, so the me on this side is not like that. Hallelujah. Amen. So that image that you have about yourself, we run with it. So when I'm going out, I see myself as smart, okay? That's how I see myself. So once I wear my t-shirt, I just assume that it's smart and I move on. I don't bother to go to the mirror and say, somebody will say, come, okay, your collar is like this. So when I'm trying to dress, I try to adjust the collar and be sure that it's fine. If I do like this, I hardly will go before the mirror and be like, it's for somebody else to know what I look like. Amen. Hallelujah. What should be important and paramount to you is what me that is knit together with bones and sinews is and continually is. Amen. Because that me supports the outer me. Okay? So if the inner me is fine, the outer me is not going to lack anything. That's what the Bible says. It's the spirit that supports that frame. Hallelujah. But a broken spirit, nobody can bear. Amen. So I can relate to you. That's why I can speak to you, the outer you, okay? And then the sub you, I can speak to that, okay? I can tell you that, I can tell you good things. I can tell you look nice. Let me just take the good part of it. Let's not take the other part. So that they won't say I'm saying something on the pulpit. I can tell you the good part, that you look nice. Let me look at my wife. Okay, you look nice, you look pretty, you know, all that. Your glasses is tapping, amen. And then you begin to feel good, right? You begin to feel good within yourself. I cannot see that spirit. I can't. And I cannot address that spirit. Why? Because that's in the core. That spirit deals with God. Hallelujah. He has no business with someone on the outside speaking to that spirit. I can only say things to the outer one, and the outer one can translate it, but it also does not get to the spirit. Because there is a divide between that. I think it's John 3 and 6 when Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus that said, that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you will deal with me, okay, then that's why God deals with me. Okay, God deals with the inner man. He doesn't look at the outer man. Hallelujah. Amen. He looks at the intent of the heart. He looks at the spirit of a man. And that's why it was necessary that when we get born again, it's the spirit of a man that is reborn. Hallelujah. That's the well-protected core of a man that talks and speaks with God. And he should always speak with God. Amen. We have the scriptures to work with. We have the Bible to study. Okay. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians 5. We're going to look at verse 23. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely and make your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So God recognizes those three components of human being. But look at the order that he has put it into. Okay? To me, it tells me that the most significant one of them is the spirit. Amen. It comes first. It says that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when a man departs from this world, everybody else is the carcass. All of us is the carcass. We do not see the spirit. Amen. Neither do we know what has happened to the soul. We just see the carcass. Okay? And that's why I'm saying that God relates well, relates with the spirit man. not the physical one. So that's why it doesn't matter how you look or what you look like or where you come from. God is going to deal with you based on your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So he took that, and then we become born again, because what that which was flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. Man was created by the breath of the Almighty Father himself. Amen. And he breathed life into him, and he became a living soul. Hallelujah. So it was from inside out. Amen. So he breathed, the Spirit of God, he breathed into man. He became a living soul. Another body. Now say the body has life. Hallelujah. But what gives life is that spirit with that body, within that body. Amen. Because once the spirit leaves, that body becomes useless. Hallelujah. So if you pay so much attention to the body, is where your treasure lies. Okay? So if you pay so much attention to the body, there's going to be, you always end up with problems. Amen. Because when you neglect your spirit, which you're supposed to feed, okay? If you neglect it, then that body is going to die. Hallelujah. It's just going to die because you are not feeding that which is supposed to sustain it. It's just like when you go to, when you do simple agriculture and then you are not watering, you're not watering your crop, okay? You are looking at the leaves, it's green, and you're happy with the leaves, and you're pouring water on the leaves. And that's a waste of time. Because the leaves will look green. They will look green for a while because dust will not accumulate on it. But after a while, it begins to die off. Hallelujah. Now, the same way we put this physical body and put it before a mirror and look at the image, is the same way we ought to take this word of God and look at it, and the image that we have of ourselves, we walk with the word of God. Amen. The word of God is like a mirror. It shows you your image. The same thing your physical mirror does and shows you the image of your physical self. If you want to know what your spirit should be like or should look like, then you look into the word of God. Amen. It is the image that he brings to us that we ought to walk with. And then we begin to cultivate that image of the spirit that we understand it to be. So, I mean, when we wrestle and begin to have struggle between the flesh and the spirit, okay? It's whichever one you give attention to that always takes the upper hand. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So God says that he sanctifies you completely and make your whole body, all spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of Jesus Christ. So the word of God is truth. You get a hold of it, and then you get revelation. Hallelujah. You get a hold of the word of God, and then you get revelation. So once you understand the word of God as it is, and you dwell on it, okay, things are revealed to you. So if you feel dry, it's because you're not feeding your spirit. Okay? Now, if you feel dry, what you should do is to get yourself engrossed in the word of God. Or whether you are reading it or you are listening to it, your spirit will come alive. It is like water, as water is to a plant, so is the word of God to your spirit. Amen. That's what is going to sustain it. Because that's how it came into being. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if you will lay hold of the word of God, and that's why it's dangerous to walk a whole day. It's dangerous to walk a whole day without the word of God. Not to talk of months, days, months, and years without the word of God. So there's a difference between living and existing. Okay? So all these things exist. The cameras, okay, the pillars, the chairs, they do exist, but they are not living. So there are people that exist and are not living. But to them, because they do not know better, they say they are living. Hallelujah. Amen. Because our growth is not measured by the physical growth. Hallelujah. It is measured by the progression of your spirit in line with the things of God. So, if you will be progressing in life, and that's why when we measure success, you measure... So, God's word is our standard, okay? So, when you measure success, I mean, for a long time, people have just defined success whichever way they want to define it. But when you measure success, you look at success according based on God's standard, based on the things that God has revealed to you. And then you look at that, those are your standards. Hallelujah. And those are what you measure yourself, compare yourself with. Not the physical things. Amen. The physical things are important, okay, for you to continue existing here on earth. But you continue, if you want to live and exist, then you cannot neglect the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So oftentimes, the spirit and the flesh, there's going to be war, okay? You're going to want to do what the spirit is saying, and the flesh is going to want to do otherwise. Like, let's just say you want to pray, for instance. I always say it, that there's no way, there's no how the devil is going to allow you to want to pray. So if that urge comes from within you, it's not going to come from outside. And that's why I'm saying everything comes from within, from the core. Your spirit is going to be, your spirit is like when you're thirsty. So when your spirit is thirsty and you have to pray and you have that urge to pray, okay, you should listen to it. Now, but because there's a war between the flesh and the spirit, your body is going to be like, I'm tired. Your body is going to be like, I want to sleep. Hallelujah. Your body is like, I'll do that later. But I've learned one thing. Don't postpone things that come to you from within. Accept the instruction from within is do this later. But once it comes from within, you need to get up and act. Hallelujah. Amen. And what you give passion to, okay, always propels you. What you give passion to always propels you. So if you're so passionate about anything, it's going to propel you. For instance, if you want my children to wake up and go to school, okay, just tell them that there's sports at 6:30 in school. Just tell them that there's sports at 6:30 in school. They're going to be up and ready by 6. And then they're going to come knock my door. Daddy, it's 6 a.m. I'm not saying 6 p.m. They're going to say, Daddy, we are ready. I'm like, it's 6 a.m. We have to get to school for 6:30. Ah, why do you have to get to school? We have sports, blah, 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 blah. Ah. So we go to school. We get to school for 6:30. The following day, there's no sports. You're going to wake them up. It's after 6. So what has happened? That passion for sports has driven them to overcome that weakness of the body. It's not that their body did not feel like not getting up the day before, okay? But the passion that they had from within for what they are going to do made them overcome it. Amen. So you have to get to that point where your passion, okay, from within is enough to overcome the force from your outer body. The outer you is like force. Okay? If I apply force to you, you know that your body is going to apply force to me. So as I hit this table now, the only reason why I'm going to feel pain is because there's an equal and opposite reaction. Amen. So if there's from within you that ought to pray, there's always going to be from without something to suppress it. Amen. And whichever one is stronger will overcome. Amen. Yeah, it's my call. Yes. So you cannot sit down and be doing wishful thinking when it comes to spiritual matters. Hallelujah. You cannot. You have to find out and dig deep and understand that if I pray in the spirit, what are the advantages for me? Amen. Or if I thought you are not praying in the spirit, why would I not be praying in the spirit? Now, when we pray in the spirit, our spirit communicates with the spirit of God. And that's the only communication that he understands. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a spirit-to-spirit communication. There is no flesh-to-spirit communication. Amen. So, your flesh, your intellect is going to tell you, is a battleground. Okay? Because when your spirit wants to do something, it's going to transmit it to your intellect. Hallelujah. If your body wants to do something, it's going to transmit it to your intellect. And then there becomes a battleground. And then the synapses that are going on depends on which of the two is stronger. Hallelujah. When we look deep into the laws, the book of the scriptures, when we look into the laws of God, we will see an image that we ought to see of our spirit being. Amen. So our spirit lacks nothing. He said, the Bible says he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He didn't say he has blessed us with all physical blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God deals with the spirit. Amen. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings will translate to whatever we want it to translate to. But that blessing is first in the spirit. And if anything will happen in the physical, it happens in the spirit. So nothing that happens in the physical has ever happened without it first of all happening in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we here? Luke chapter 16, verse 15. He says, and he said to them, you are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. What is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. It just tells you that there are two different realms, the flesh and the spirit. Hallelujah. So in the flesh, what people exalt, in the spirit, you will see that it's not what is supposed to be exalted. That's why behavioral patterns or fads, everybody applauds it. But if you look at it from the spiritual angle, from the spiritual standpoint, you will look at it and be like, this is not right. But everybody is going to applaud it. It's an abomination before God. Because when you look at it from the standpoint of the spirit, of a spirit being, you are going to see that this is not right. And that's why we don't do this. You are not supposed to do these things carelessly. Okay? You're not going to live life carelessly. You're not supposed to be found where you ought not to be found. Now, telling you not to be found where you ought not to be found is not because it has to be so. It's so that you preserve your heart. Because out of it flows the issues of life. Amen. So if the things that are around you will not speak spiritual things to your spirit being, then you ought to be very careful. Hallelujah. The core of the human being, which is the spirit, is that which sustains him. And if that core is broken, there's going to be a problem. I was speaking with a lady sometime this week, and she was so sad. I was speaking up and down, and I stood for like 2 hours. I stood by the car for like 2 hours, and he was talking. But I kept looking, and I said, God, why am I standing here? And he said, keep listening. I said, okay, so if I stand here and I keep listening, what am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to respond to? Because I understand that things don't happen to me by chance. So it wasn't because I was supposed to be having a chat with somebody, that's why I'm there. Okay? Because, in fact, where we started from was totally different from where we ended. Hallelujah. Amen. It was from a transaction. And then she began to tell me about her life. So, when she started, okay, God said, listen. I started listening. And so I'll do like this. I'll listen. And then she'll go and come back and say, you know what? You say you are getting tired. I said, a broken spirit. Now you are getting tired. He said, no, I'm fine. You are getting tired. You're being tired. It's not you as your body. But if your spirit is beginning to give way, then there's going to be a problem. Say, I'm not tired. No. I said, the words you are speaking, if you, what you want to see, that you ought to always say. Amen. I understand. I pray. I said, so what you want to see is the things you pray about. So don't tell me that, don't say, and don't keep saying when you are talking about these things, that it's not going to happen. Because that's not what you want. Amen. Hallelujah. Was when she was driving away, he said, you know what? Every time I speak with you, I always have something tangible to go on with. And she told me what she got in everything we said, and I was glad that I listened. Amen. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is that when you look at circumstances, don't think that this circumstance, you're just there so that you're there. You need to look at your inner man and be like, I cannot see, for every second that you stand gisting, or every second you stand doing anything, you are wasting away your life. For every second that ticks, it is your life that is going. Hallelujah. You know, some people used to say that, you don't say, don't talk, don't be a talkative. Because what if you are supposed to say only 2 million words? The way we're growing up, we used to say it a lot. What if you are supposed to say only 2 million words? So if you're a talkative, you have less days than the man that does not talk at all. Hallelujah. Amen. But if your spirit will be productive, it's because you have fed it. Hallelujah. Amen. But you have to understand the origin of your spirit for you to be able to feed it. Amen. We'll continue some other time. Let's rise on our feet. Hallelujah. We'll continue. Don't worry. We'll continue because we are not done. Yes, we'll continue some other time when I have the opportunity to stand. But it serves as an appetizer for us. The core is our spirit. And if we take care of our spirit, it's the one that supports this frame that we so much take care of. Hallelujah. So if we give times two the attention we give to this frame, okay, to our spirit, then you are sure, you are certain that this frame that you are taking care of is fine. Amen. A broken spirit nobody can bear is the spirit of a man that sustains his infirmities. Let's thank him and give him praise. Thank God for his word. Thank you for his truth. Thank him because we ought to live by it and we ought to live by God's standards. Thank him that even as he looks on the inside, he's able to connect with us, our spirit being on the inside, and give him all the praise. The Bible says God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory and praise. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for your word. Thank you for the seeds that are sown. And thank you because indeed you will expand it in our hearts in Jesus' name. We give you all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.